This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The president of the Chicago Board of Education is resigning just 7 days after being sworn in. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson issued a statement today saying he asked for the Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson's resignation, and he complied. The Reverend Johnson came under fire for a series of social media posts about the war in Gaza. Those posts were criticized as anti-Semitic. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today also demanded Johnson resign, adding his voice to the majority of city council members and several Jewish and pro-Israel organizations. Some Chicago City Council members say a proposed property tax increase is going to be a hard sell. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports Mayor Johnson is proposing an estimated $300 million property tax hike in his 2025 budget to avoid layoffs. Alderpersons Brendan Riley and Byron Sigcho Lopez say it's a no-go.
He's placed a higher premium on protecting city jobs than protecting Chicago taxpayers.
I cannot support a property tax increase.
Alderperson Jason Irvin says they need to have an honest conversation on the city's budget woes.
Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. But again, we have to be responsible fiscally.
If the proposal is approved by the city council, the mayor's office says homeowners would see an estimated 4.8% increase to their property tax bill. Jurors in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan are hearing about a secret plan to give financial help to a political employee who was accused of sexual harassment. My colleague Dave McKinney is covering the trial and says Kevin Quinn was an important cog in Madigan's political operation until he was fired in 2018 for sexually harassing a female co-worker. Afterwards, Madigan's co-defendant, Michael McLean, was at the center of efforts to raise money from Madigan insiders to help Quinn. This scheme is a key piece of the government's racketeering conspiracy case against the ex-speaker and McLean. Previously unheard wiretaps were played today and show McLean acknowledging Madigan knew about the secret plan. McLean is also heard advising one potential donor to structure a sham contract for Quinn in which no real work would need to be performed. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago will be operating a hotline on Tuesday, Election Day, to receive complaints about the voting process. Acting U.S. Attorney Morris Pasquale says they're working tirelessly to protect the integrity of the election process. Federal laws protect against crimes like threatening violence against election officials and bribing voters. The FBI Chicago field office will also have special agents and staff available to handle complaints. Now a ghost story for you. Legend has it, a ghost child roams Graceland Cemetery on Chicago's north side. Some people claim Inez Clark died from a lightning strike and the statue on top of her grave disappears during thunderstorms. But the six-year-old died of diphtheria almost 150 years ago. Researcher Misha Mikami has spent the last year looking into Inez's life and found Inez was just an ordinary schoolgirl.
Underneath all the layers of this big, grand ghost story, you actually have a pretty average family.
Mikami's research is part of a new partnership between Graceland and DePaul University to tell the cemetery's hidden stories. Weather, a wind advisory until 10 o'clock tonight with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. You want to make sure any outdoor objects are secured, including those Halloween decorations. You might have to relight your jack-o'-lanterns a few times. So it's going to be partly cloudy, windy, a low near 40, and then sunny and seasonable on Friday with a high in the low 50s. Winds will be much calmer. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.